Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy summer season. I'm Caroline Phipps. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on the Berkshire Style website this week. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Everyone knows that Tanglewood rules during the summer season when internationally renowned artists come to perform for appreciative audiences. But it's not the only musical venue, and other lesser-known series can be found at locations as diverse as the Berkshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge and the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts. We hope you are staying safe and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, and all are in person. You can find times and links to these happenings on the homepage. Our events page is up to date and filled with information. Gedney Farm Sommelier Series, Venus Mora at Gedney Farm, New Marlborough, Massachusetts, welcomes their friend Krešo Petrković and his stellar wines from Croatia. Some of the grapes, like Riesling and Pinot Gris, are familiar, while others are more localized to the Central European terroir. Gedney Farm's own chef, Michel Ragusis, will design a menu to complement these wines perfectly. Gedney Farm Sommelier Series at Gedney Farm, New Marlborough, Massachusetts. La Cage aux Folles. Rather gaudy and rather grand at the Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Don't miss the hottest party in Saint-Tropez, right here in the Berkshires. La Cage aux Folles will have you dancing in your seat as you contemplate the story, fundamentally about love, family, and acceptance. Book by Harvey Fierstein, with music and lyrics by Jerry Herman, this spectacular show is as heartwarming as it's hilarious and has much to say about family. La Cage aux Folles at the Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Book Talk, How to Win an Information War at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. How do you fight lies on a global scale? Can a propaganda war be won? Join Peter Kaufman for a book discussion on How to Win an Information War by Peter Pomerantsev. A leading expert on disinformation, Pomerantsev tells the story of the rogue World War II propagandist Sefton Delmer, examining how US and UK propaganda undermined Germans' faith in Nazism and how such methods could be used against today's tyrants. Pomerantsev is called into a wartime propaganda effort of his own, the US response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The son of political dissidents, born in Ukraine, Pomerantsev weaves what he's learning from Delmer into his own fight against Vladimir Putin's tyranny and lies, and the lies of others. With timely import, he offers an extraordinary account of how to manipulate the passions of supporters and enemies, and how to turn the tide of an information war. Peter Kaufman's book discussion on How to Win an Information War by Peter Pomerantsev at the Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury, Connecticut. Annual talk, Highlights of Tanglewood 2024 at Lenox Town Hall, Lenox, Massachusetts. In this popular annual event, Jeremy Yudkin will discuss the highlights of the upcoming Tanglewood season. Yudkin is a professor of music at Boston University, has served as a visiting professor of music at Oxford University and Harvard, and the author of 10 books on music. This year marks the 42nd consecutive year of his much-loved pre-concert Tanglewood Talks, where Yudkin will name the most important symphonies, concertos, chamber music and solo recitals to look for this summer. Highlights of Tanglewood 2024 at Lennox Town Hall, Lennox, Massachusetts. Sunday on the farm, Eco Lux candle making at Dancing Greens Farm, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Join the Brookman Candle and Company at the farm to help you create your own reusable wooden dough bowl candle using natural coconut soy and non-toxic phthalate-free fragrances, including toasted coconut, beach bum, tequila sunrise, and more. Together with friends and fellow crafters, you will enjoy a herbaceous beverage and joyful conversation while you create your own Eco Lux candles. Eco Lux Candle Making at Dancing Green Farm in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Our favorite thing, Pints for Paws. Beacon of Light, a new animal rescue formed in New Hartford just this year, will hold a fun-filled fundraising afternoon in Winsted. There will be live music by Potter's Field, food, raffle prizes, and Beacon of Light animal rescue merchandise for sale. Berkshire Kitchen. Two summer recipes with ingredients you may be able to find in your own backyard. Pesto and shrub. And if you wonder what shrub might be, please check out our Chef Leon recipe. Out on a limb, I probably went decades without using an exclamation point. My form of writing is supposed to be informative and not emotional, so the exclamation point doesn't find much use in a newspaper. Move over to the internet and the world warms up. I have been littering my messages with exclamation points for a couple of years now, even though I feel guilty every time I reach into my punctuation toolbox and come out with one. Catherine reflects. Inner elegance. Simple things. Where have you gone? A man arrived at the lake with his very excited dog. He hurled a ball into the sparkling water. The retriever joyfully followed, swimming to fetch the ball and returning it triumphantly to the man's feet, tail wagging and ready for another go-around. They had obviously performed this simple ritual numerous times, and yet you'd never know it from the spontaneity and happiness of both. I, Caroline Phipps, explore how crucial it is to find joy and contentment in life's simple pleasures to avoid future regrets. History's Lens, Old Home Week. In 1901, a movement began to encourage old home weeks in towns in the state. We believe that the town of Salisbury is, in every respect, an ideal place for such a gathering, said the Lakeville Journal. We have the photo. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week, stay cool, and enjoy this gorgeous weather. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.